Two guys, one phone. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, I had it.
Yeah, you had it. Sorry, I didn't think you did. Hey, we're here. It's okay. We're gonna, you know.
We're gonna keep it.
I think it's not a worse opener.
No.
I think if it was.
Opener.
That's it.
You don't even know where we open her.
Yeah, opener anyway. That's good.
We're back with Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. Yeah, we haven't done Bon Jovi in a while until like the last song. That's how long it's been.
Since the last one we did,
which was It's My Life.
It's my life.
Yeah, now, one of the biggest songs, You Give Love a Bad Name.
You Give Love a Bad Name.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, you hit it. So, originally, I don't know if you knew this, this song was meant for...
He's from New Jersey.
He is from New Jersey. Yeah, that's... I didn't know that. But officially, originally, the song was meant for Bonnie Tyler.
Really?
Yeah, Tyler, I don't even know.
Well, they both have Bon in their names.
Oh, you think that's why?
That's why. The songwriters are like, it's got to be a Bon.
It's got to be Bon related. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So originally, the song was, If You Were a Woman and I Was a Man. If you were a woman and I was a man. I could see Bonnie Tyler sing that and make it into a hit. But apparently, the songwriter, Desmond Child.
Oh, I have all of his songs.
You actually do?
Yeah, I have his cassettes, his singles.
All of his solo songs,
I mean.
Wait, so he was also a songwriter like for himself. He has his own music.
Yeah, but they're unknown, though. Nobody knows who they are.
Except for you.
Yeah. I have them all.
Well, Desmond Child, he had written the song, but he was unsatisfied with its performance in the charts. So he brought the music to Bon Jovi, and they rewrote it as You Give Love a Bad Name. So the same song was already out there with a different...
Already existed.
Yeah, apparently. So he tried it with Bonnie Tyler first, and no, that wasn't successful enough. Now I'm going to go somewhere else and just redo it with the same song, but now just change the lyrics a little bit.
Hey, if you have a melody like this, there's no need to change it.
Yeah, it's just funny, and then you're going to take it, and then, all right, nope, this is not it.
No,
I'm going to try again.
Nope.
That's
Desmond for you.
That is Desmond, yeah. So, you ready?
I am always ready for Bon Jovi.
Yeah, it's a good time. All you, man.
It's all me.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. Darling, you give love a bad name. All right, so you're shot through the heart by, like, Cupid's arrow or something, maybe?
Yeah.
You're to blame.
Wow.
So he's singing it right to the woman, like, you're... But it isn't Cupid, because Cupid shot the
arrow. I guess. Or is he... Like, well, why is it her fault? So she's just
maybe he's
so...
in love with a naked baby.
No, let's keep your fantasies out of it. Let's focus on like the song analysis there. But what is she to blame for? So she's just so lovable that is her fault that he's in love with her.
Fell in love.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But why would that be a blame? Isn't that a positive thing?
I don't know. Well, now he's got this hole through his heart.
Yeah.
So he's mad about it. Darling, you give love a bad name. So How, I don't know if he's in love with her. How does that give love a bad name?
Yeah, what did she do? Look, he's talking about it in very negative terms. Like, she's to blame, and she gives love a bad name. But, like, how?
But if he's in love with her, why does it have a bad name?
Yeah, well, why does love have like, love as a whole has a bad name?
All
like,
of love has a bad name.
That's not true. Because love. Most people associate love with something positive.
Yeah, I would think so.
It's not like because of whatever she did to him. Now the whole concept of love. Oh, also she, love now. Fuck love.
It's like you made me fall in love and then you broke my heart, so you give love a bad name.
Yeah, but it's not like love doesn't have that bad of a name.
No. One of the better names that anything has, actually.
Yeah.
An angel's smile is what you sell. You promise me heaven, then put me through hell. Okay. Chains of love got a hold on me. When passion's a prison, you can't break free. Okay, so she sold him an angel's smile. But, yeah. You know, she promised him heaven, but then she put him through hell.
What did she do?
I don't know.
I don't get to hear the details. Does she even know about any of this?
Like, well, I know the deets.
It's a little projection. What is she? So she sold an angel smile.
Bon Jovi doesn't project.
It's very weird. How does an angel smile? How does an angel even smile? Is that a specific smile?
From a, no, it's just a regular smile.
It's just a smile. Okay, so the chains of love have a hold on it. So he is still in love with her and he can't leave, basically.
Yeah.
And now you use your own, you like to be chained. With chains of love. I've seen some pictures there, but so he's captive, right? A captive of his love for her, I guess.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
It's very
But why?
I don't know. What has she really done?
So
like if she puts you through hell, then he's like a battered husband.
He's a battered husband.
He's a battered husband and he can't leave because he's also
violence going on.
Yeah, so he hates her.
Yeah.
Cuz he's awful.
She
and puts him through hell, but he's still really passionate about her.
Absolutely loves her. And, oh, there's nowhere to run. No one can save me. The damage is done. What damage is done, though?
I don't know.
Because he doesn't really describe any damage.
He doesn't specify anything.
Doesn't talk about what the damage is, but he does say there's nowhere to run from the damage.
But why not? He can break up, maybe.
He could probably leave. Well, no, because he's deeply in love with her.
Okay, but then...
How are you deeply in love with somebody that you hate?
No one can save me, the damage is done. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love a bad name.
Come on.
Paint your smile.
What?
Paint
your smile. Come on.
Paint your smile on your lips.
Get the fuck out of here.
Paint your smile on your lips like a clown, right?
Like an
evil clown, like John Wayne Gacy.
The Joker. Oh,
yeah. Remember, paint your smile on your lips. Well, how do you paint a smile on your lips? So she's not actually smiling.
Lipstick.
But she's painting a smile, like a creepy clown smile.
Yeah.
She's not actually smiling.
No.
But she's painting it on her lips.
Yeah.
But you also have to do... You can't just paint a smile on your lips if your lips are not smiling.
I'm
you have to
smiling.
Do like your part of your cheeks.
Yeah, of course.
And pretend those are
That's
also
the Joker.
Your lips. Yeah, like the Joker.
Yeah.
That's probably a better example.
Joker.
Joker, I don't even know. But she is just painting a smile on her lips. What is the metaphorical meaning? What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Blood red nails on your fingertips. So she had blood red nails.
On her fingertips.
Your nails are not on your fingertips.
No.
That would be even funnier. Wait, she pulled out her nails.
Yeah.
And they're on her fingertips, like at the
edge. She glued them to the edge.
And those are blood red.
From all the blood.
From the blood.
From ripping her fingernails out.
Okay, but so even if it's your fingernails are blood red, what does that have to do with anything?
She's like really hot, maybe. Like she has really red lips and fingernails.
Who gives a shit? Yeah, okay. So, but who gives a shit?
I don't know. That's why he fell in love with her, though.
Yeah, okay, because of the nails.
He's
the
fingernail guy.
He's a nail guy. Yeah. And she has a smile on her lips that's painted on.
Yeah, he's a big smile and fingernail head.
Okay.
That's what he likes.
a schoolboy's dream. You act so shy. Your very first kiss was your first kiss goodbye.
So she's like a tease. That's what she is.
Yeah, she's acting all shy, but she's also...
She doesn't seem that
putting
shy.
Him to through hell.
Red nailed fingertips.
Yeah, that's not shy at all.
Red lipstick girls. No, they're not usually the shy girls.
No,
they
you stand,
stand
out.
Out
yeah. And also, yeah, she's...
But either way, she's a tease. She's teasing him.
I guess, but she's not just teasing him. They're also actually together.
They are together.
In love, because she's giving the love a bad name. Bad name.
Mm.
And... Yeah, she's also a loaded gun, and she's...
But how is she?
Doing all these other things... And there's passion and love, so they're together. It's not like she's withholding anything from him as a tease.
Mm.
It's more like she just has, yeah, lipstick and nail polish on. But she's a schoolboy's dream. You act so shy. A schoolboy's dreaming, yeah, you dream of shy girls. Yeah.
They're not.
You don't really know, because you're already dealing with shy guys. As a schoolboy, you're more dreaming of girls that are
you
not so shy.
You personally deal with a lot of schoolboys, so...
You used to dream... Dream of schoolboys as a schoolboy, and still as a grown adult male.
I said it first.
No, you.
I had it.
You didn't phrase it.
I had it already.
What did you even say?
I said something like, "You dream of schoolboys," or something. Huh? I said, "You dream of schoolboys."
Oh, really? You did?
Yeah, I just said that.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you.
You got me. But still, in my case, it's not true. In your case, you're actually.
Either way, they don't dream of shy girls.
You don't dream of shy girls. And your very first kiss? What's your first kiss goodbye?
That doesn't make any sense.
So the first time she kissed...
Was with, also her kiss goodbye.
With him? No, just with someone else.
Just with like her very objectively...
Her very
first
kiss
general
in
kiss
high school probably was... Or middle school, who knows... Was there also her first kiss?
Some of us.
Some of us are, you know, still waiting.
We're still waiting.
Hey, but you know what? Yeah, it's all going to pay off in the end, man.
Once they hear these bits.
Hey, of course. So her very first kiss was her first... So she never kissed anyone goodbye before.
No, but then her first kiss ever was also a kiss goodbye.
How does she... So he knew her back then. He was also there for her first kiss.
But it wasn't with him. First kiss.
Or was it with him?
We don't know.
So,
but either way, it was a kiss goodbye.
It was a kiss goodbye. So the first time she ever kissed someone
was also a
was a kiss goodbye. So, but who was she saying goodbye to?
Her grandmother.
Yeah, like a kiss goodbye usually is not like a French kiss.
No,
a kiss goodbye is more like on the cheek.
Of course.
But that was her very first kiss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, in other words...
Being from Europe, you probably do all
yeah,
those.
Two or three, depending on what country.
Usually, if it's a man, probably more with you.
it's seven.
It's seven with a man.
Yeah. But what does this mean? So, her very first kiss
I don't get it.
Was also the first kiss goodbye.
So her first kiss ever was also her first kiss.
Yeah, so she was like
she
young
then.
She
never kissed anybody before.
Okay, but if it's a kiss goodbye, it's probably, yeah.
That's
something innocuous
kiss.
Like a family man. That doesn't count as your first kiss.
Nah.
Or her first kiss goodbye. So the first time she ever kissed someone, it was also a goodbye. She never saw that person again. But what does that have to do with that? What does that mean? What does that say about her?
No, it doesn't say anything. Well, that's all
why
really
does that make
about.
Her give? Yeah, that's all we can find out.
The red lipstick,
the
red nails.
Yeah,
the
she acted shy, but also treated him horribly. But a shy person, that's also like
really mean,
really mean,
and stands out in the crowd.
Yeah, and manipulates him. But she's also super shy.
Yeah.
it's pretty strange. It's almost like this. It's not based on like the real story.
Nah, Bon Jovi wouldn't do it.
And then it's the same fucking thing. So and she's to blame for all of this because he was shot through the heart. But
that is weird.
Yeah, so he fell in love with her, I guess, and it's all her fault.
Ah.
But he can't leave, and
that's the song.
And that's what the song is.
Right. Well, I'm glad we did it. Bon Jovi is always a treat.
Yeah,
I like Bon Jovi. I'm gonna go listen to that song in the car, I think.
Well, if you listen to our analysis, you get the song and us.
That's the best part about what we do here.
Yeah.
Is that you get the really good songs and sometimes the bad songs, but you also get us.
Yeah.
And that's worth paying for.
I feel like people, yeah.
You can just go buy the song on iTunes, but then you don't have our analysis. So you listen to us.
Most people seem to prefer like the song without us.
Really? See, that does not...
It doesn't make any sense to me. No.
Who wouldn't want to listen to a song and then have it stop every 30 seconds?
Be interrupted.
Be interrupted by our voices.
Analyzed in depth.
In depth. Picked all apart.
Picked all apart.
Made fun of.
Yeah, sometimes.
By people with our voices.
By people, yeah.
That sound like
our voices.
I don't know. I don't get that at all. But either way, if you want more of that, you can look us up. Two Guys, One Phone.
Or if you don't want more of it, you can also look us up. Or you can not look us up and you'll still get more of it.
You can still donate.
You can still donate, but you also cannot donate and also get more of it.
Yeah. And you're going to get more no matter what because we're going to keep doing it.
We're going to keep doing this, and some of you are going to keep listening to it.
So there you go.
So, hey, if that doesn't sell it, I don't know what does.
That's Two Guys, One Phone for you.